Yeah, we're on. Okay. Let us begin. Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara here is talking about the Braisa that was brought in by Abaya. Abaya had quoted the Braisa, which said if somebody cooks a Gid Hanasha in milk on Yantif and eats it, one gets five Malkus. Five Malkus. Malkus for cooking on Yantif, because it's not included in the Heder V'chol Nefesh, because it's Asur B'Achila, and for eating the Gid Hanasha, and for cooking Basar B'Chalav, and for eating Basar B'Chalav, and for lighting a fire. Those are the five Malkus that one is going to get. So the Gemara asks on the Manda Amar, who holds of Hoel, asks on Rabbah, if you say Hoel, so why are you chayev on the lighting the fire? Lighting the fire you might use for other purposes on Yantif. So the Gemara said, okay, take out lighting the fire and put in Muksa. So the Gemara said, is Muksa Do Raisa? So now that's what we're up to. The Gemara just said, in about six lines up from the bottom, in Dechsib Hayab Yamashishi Vichinos Asher Yaviyu. Rab is the sheet in the beginning of Zechas Beitza that holds a Muksa Do Raisa, based on the Pasuk in Bishalach, which says, everything you should get ready on Friday, on Yom HaShishi, prepare everything that you're going to bring. V'yashartem Mehacha Milosasa Kamulacha. So that is the sheet of Rab. There's a big discussion in the postgame. We assume most of the time that Muksa is Midrabanan. There is a sheet of Rabbah that says it's Muksa is Daraisa. We do hold, at least, even if it's Durabanan, that is a Chum or Issa Durabanan. Muksa is a Chum or Issa Durabanan, therefore it's not going to be Matir, just like any Stam Shvus, for a certain reason. Muksa might be more Chum or, in comparative terms to other Issa Durabanan. So ask the Gemara now, Omarlei, so the Abaye continues asking Rabbah, you just said that Muksa is Daraisa, but what do you mean? V'ha'atut amart boi minei me'rav Chizda, but you told us that you asked from Rav Chizda, v'yamrila boi minei me'rav Huna, or from Rav Huna, the following case, hebi set me efer, v'shachdu tamid biyantif mahu. You ask Rav Huna, if you bring a set from the efer, efer is the swamp, the area which is all the way out, and the assumption is that you weren't thinking about these sheep outside your prepared place, and you brought it in on Yantif, and you shechted it to use for the Karban Tamid, Bahu. Are you allowed to use that? In other words, is there Muksa when it comes to Yantif? There's a slight issue that Abdi Nezer brings up, and that is, we know there's a halacha that you have to check a Karban 4 days before you use it. So what do you mean you're bringing it in from all the way outside? And so obviously you didn't check it. You weren't making it. So is that just a halacha l'chadchila? That's what Abdi Nezer suggests. There's a halacha l'chadchila that you're supposed to check the Karban for 4 days beforehand. But b'dieved, if you didn't, so then it's okay, as long as you don't find the mum. That's one of the two reasons that we talk about before Rosh Hashanah. One of the two reasons that we do slichus for at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah is either because in the olden days they had a minog to fast and do tshuva for 10 days before Yom Kippur. So aseres yimei tshuva, you have, but the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to fast. So you have to make up 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So that's one reason the minog to start at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. You always start at a motzi Shabbos because you always want to start the same day of the week. That's why it's at least 4 days. And the other reason the post can quote is Bikur Mimum. We want to check ourselves for 4 days, just like the Karbanos were checked for 4 days before they were Chukrav Adam Mizbeach. So the 4 days before our Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, we also check ourselves. So that's the halacha of Dalad Yamim Lufnei Hakrava. So here, where's the Dalad Yamim? So Abdi Nezer suggests that maybe it's just a Din L'Chachil and not a Din B'Di'evet. But either way, says the Gemara, so are you allowed to use this Muksa Karban for the Karban Tamid? So that's what you asked Rav Huna. Va'at Armitlon, and you told us, Allah, regarding it, based on a Pasuk Darshit from Sefer Yechezkel. So Rashi here quotes the entire Pasuk. If you look in the fifth wide line in Rashi, Rashi quotes the Pasuk from Yechezkel, we're about to Darshin. Karbanos, v'se achas min hatzon min hamasayim mimashke Yisrael. That's the pasuk, and we're going to darshin every phrase of that pasuk. So first we darshin se, second to last line, se v'lo habachar. So what are you allowed to use for karbanos? A se, a sheep, which is, Rashi explains, sheep connotes either male or female animal, v'lo habachar, and therefore the bachar is excluded, because a bachar, an animal, the firstborn of a kosher animal, which you have to give to the kohen, that's excluded, because that's only the males. So that's why that shows you're not allowed to bring a bachar for a karban tamid or other karbanos. Achas, the word achas in the pasuk, v'lo meiser, excludes meiser. We know every if you have a flock of sheep, you have to count out nine and then give it the tenth one, each tenth bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and have it there. It's a question whether it's l'chadchila to give the meiser to the kohen also. That's not 100% clear. But either way, it's a special carbon to be brought to the Beis Hamikdash. So exclude meiser. Min hatzon, from sheep you're allowed to have a carbon, v'lo ha'palgus, and not a palgus. What's a palgus? So Rashi explains, a palgus is somewhere between a keves and an ayal. A keves is anywhere up until 12 months. That's what you call a sheep, up until 12 months. More than 13 months is called an ayal. in the 13th month is called a palgus. A palgus is somewhere in the middle. It's not an aisle anymore, and it's not a keves anymore, and it's not yet an aisle. Interesting, the Sifse Chachamim in Parshas Chayisara, the first time that the word pilegesh, similar word, pilegesh appears in the Torah, so there by Avram Avinu it says, V'livneh pilagshim, asher li Avraham, nasan Avraham matanos. Where does the word pilegesh come from? So pilegesh is, you know, that itself is a huge sugya. How much is a pilegesh an ishus or not? Major discussion in the poskim, achlokas rishonim. Is there a ksuba by a pilegesh? Is there not a ksuba? There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin that discusses it. Very big discussion by pilegesh, a lot of nafkaminas, whether it is a quasi ishus, like we have other types of quasi ishus. So, but anyway, where does the word pilegesh come from? So the Ravid says, you know where the pilegesh comes from? Not the Ravid, the Yamshul Shlomo says, plag isha. P legesh is plag ish, half of an ishus. Even the word itself connotes, reflects half of an ishus. But the I'm sorry, that's the Sifse Chachamim. I said it backwards. The Sifse Chachamim here says v'lashon p legesh plag isha klomar l'shchiva v'lo l'period of arivia. That's plag isha. Says the Amshar Shlomo in Yevamis. You know what p legesh is? Like palgus, because she's left to the status of shivcha and she's not l'chlal isha loba. Just like a palgus is. So too, that's exactly pilegesh, it's somewhere in the middle. It's the same word, the palgus, plag, from the word plugta. Plugta means split, a machlokas. So that lashon is means somewhere in the middle.
Maybe plag seh, right?
I don't think he doesn't talk about the palgus one, but plag seh, interesting. Okay, so we're in the middle of darshaning this this memra. So we say, seh v'lo b'char, achas v'lo meiser, min hatzon v'lo ha-palgus. In other words, it has to be specifically either a year or more than 12 months, more than 13 months. Min ha-masayim, what does the words min ha-masayim teach me? Mi moser shtemeyos shenishtayru babar. Min ha-masayim means if you had a dvar iser that needed 200 to be mevutal, needed 200 to be nullified, so as long as it had 200, you're able to use that. For example, Arla and Kilai HaKerem, those are two examples where midarabanan, we need 200 to be mevatalit. Most midaraisa, bitul barov, suffices for most mixtures. Most mixtures, though, have an issur d'rabbanan to add need shishin. But there's an issur d'rabbanan that by truma you need 100, by arla and kilei hakerem you need 200 to be mevatalit. So this pasuk is alluding to the min ha-masayim from 200, as long as you have 200 left in the bar where you took the wine from, this is talking about nisach hayayin, so then you would be able to use that wine for nisach hayayin. Mikan la'arla should be teila b'masayim. This is an allusion in this pasuk in Yecheskel that arla is mevutal. Arla, the first 3 years, they're not allowed to use the produce. Is Baltimore Masayim. So far, we didn't get to what we need this drasha for. Mimashke Yisrael, min ha-mosar li Yisrael. Min ha-mutar li Yisrael. Mimashke Yisrael from the liquid of Israel, or from the drink, or from the delicacies of Israel, from what's mutter in Israel. Mikan Amru, from here we learn, ein mevi'in nesachin min ha-tevel. You're not allowed to bring nesachin for the nisach ha-yayin from tevel, because that's usur, it's usur le'echol. Continues the Braisal, Yocho lo yavi min ha-muksa. Now we're getting to what we need this for. I might have thought that you're also not allowed to bring from muksa, something not designated. So Amar, the Gemara, the Braisal says, no, you're allowed to bring from muksa. Ma tevel meyuchach iser gufo garam lo. What's usser? Just like tevel is usser, because it's inherently, the chefza of tevel is usser mishum what it is. Afkol she iser gufo garam lo. So to anything that's inherently problematic, that is a chefza of machalos asuros, is excluded from bringing on the Mizbeach. Yotza Muksa. Muksa doesn't have something inherently problematic. It's just the situation that it was in. It wasn't designated. Well, you would have designated it. It would be Mutter. That's a different type of Isser, and that's not included in the Pasuk. Says the Braisa. Yotza Muksa. Shein Isser Gufa Garamlo. Es Ela Isser Acher Garamlo. But a different Isser. Rashi says, Shabbos. Right? The Isser of Shabbos was Garamis. That's not as inherently Usser as Tevel is. Even though we noted in Sech Shabbos that Tevel itself might not be as usser as other things. Tevel is muchan hu eitzel Shabbos. So tevel is a kind of muksa. But either way, the Gemara is contrasting tevel versus muksa. So what do you see from the Raisa? That muksa is not excluded on a daraisa level. So that's the kasha on Rabbah. How could you say muksa is excluded mi daraisa? Right, you see from the Raisa. The amrit isra muksa daraisa. If you say the isra muksa is daraisa, then there shouldn't be any chilukim why something is usser. Mali isra gufo, mali isra davar acher. If it's usser mi d'rabbanan, so you can make rules and regulations. The rabbanan only usser this group and not that group, then you can understand. But if the Torah says something is usser, why should there be any chilukim? Right, unless we know otherwise. That's the first kasha number one on Rabbah. How could you say muksa is usser? Just one hosafa on, I think we've ever mentioned it, about Meiser. Whether it says achas velo Meiser, where we exclude Meiser, Meiser behema. It's a beautiful thought from Rav Pam in his commentary on the Torah, where he talks about this pasuk in Bechukosai. Ko Meiser bracha v'son kol asher yavar tachas l'shevet, ha asiri yei kodesh l'shem. First of all, how do we do Meisers? The Mishnayos tell us in Maseches Bechoros that you gather all your sheep, you make a little opening, and you put the little sheep between the opening, and you count 1, 2, 3, 10. You take a stick with a little red paint on it, and you dab the back so you know it doesn't get mixed up and confused. Then you start again. 1, 2, 3. You go through this process over and over again. Ask Rav Pam. I have a much more efficient method for figuring out Meiser. Figure out how many animals. You have 1,000 animals? Okay, 1,000 animals, give it 100 of them. You know, what do you have to go through? 1, 2, 3. Just give 10%. What do you have to figure out? It takes so long. Just give 10%. Figure out how much you have, how many assets you have, and then give 10% of that. What do you have to count out? 1, 2, 3. So says Rav Pam, no, you know what the difference is? If somebody has, a lot of money, and then he thinks, I have to give 10%, he thinks that's the amount of money. Wow. That's a lot of money the Torah wants from me. If 10% of my assets? That's a lot. Says Rav Pam, the Torah knows that. So you know what the Torah wants you to do? 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4, 9 for me. Okay, 1 for Hashem. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3, 9 for me. 9. I have 9. I keep 1 to Hashem. That's why you have to do 1, 2, 3. That's why you have to have Meiser. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the mindset of people. Just take 10%. That's a lot. You want to realize what you have. Realize. Keep counting each one. How much you have for yourself? You have 9. You give 1 to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Dafka Meiser is how it is, how it's figured out. Continues the Gemara. Is it about the Gemara? Is it what by the Afer Veshachtu Tamid B'Yantif? So the question, I guess, the assumption he knew that he that Rabbah asked these Rabbanan the question, so he knew it was a muksa issue.
Didn't we say that very restrictive view to say that all the liquids that the drink is muksa?
Is it a restricted view that, well, here mean Mashke Yisrael doesn't literally just mean liquids. Mashke means even food.
Food's not muksa.
So food, well, muksa items that you want to use for the mizbeach. That's the context of the psukim. If you want to use a muksa item for the mizbeach, so tevel and all the other items, wouldn't be allowed to use. So that's kasha number one on Rabbah. So how could Rabbah say that muksa is excluded daraisa? There shouldn't be any chilukim within the types of isurin. Second wide line, the yod, second kasha, atu da armitz, chiluk malachos l'shabbos, v'eid chiluk malachos l'yantif. You, Rabbah, said, we had this in Masechah Shabbos, that there's a concept of chiluk malachos on Shabbos. In other words, if I do on Shabbos, in one thinking, I forgot it was Shabbos, and I did choresh, and bishul, and soveya, I did 5 different malachos. You know what? I'm chayiv 5 karbonos. That's called chiluk malachos. Even though there's only one pasuk in the Torah, losase kol malacha, but there are 39 different ways of violating, and that's called different shemos malachos. I'm chayiv for each one. That applies by Shabbos, but you, Rabbah, don't hold it that by Yontif. And by Yontif, it also says lo sasa kol malacha. But you know what? There we say it's 39 different ways of violating the same iser. It's not 39 different isurim. It's 39 ways of violating the same iser. So you don't hold the chiluk malachos on Yontif anyway. So what's the kasha? So how could you, in this brisa of hamavashel on Yontif, you say you're chayiv twice, one for bishul on Yontif, one for muksa on Yontif. But muksa on Yontif, if you hold the star isa, is included also in lo sasa kol malacha. So how can you be chayiv two malchus for that? You don't hold of chiluk malachos on Yontif. So forget what muksa specifically or not, but you don't hold of chiluk malachos on Yontif. So you shouldn't be chayiv two malchus. So that's why we reject this possibility of saying that the extra one that was put in, the fifth one, is muksa. So what else can we put in there instead of that? So Ella, remember, we're trying to figure out what the pshat of this brisa is that says if you cook it anasha in chalav on Yontif, you're chayiv 5. So the fifth one was lighting a fire. So we said if you hold of hoil, you can't say that because lighting a fire should be mutter midaraisa because you could use it for something else. So we're trying to put in what else could substitute for that. So we try to say it's nevela. No, it doesn't work. We try to say muksa. Now it doesn't work. Let's try again. Ella, third wide line. Ella afik havara v'ayel atzei ashera. Okay, take out havara and put in using Asherah trees as wood. That's what you're using, and that's the fifth Isser. You're burning with Asherah trees. The Azhara Mehacha, and the warning, the Isser of the Azhara Asherah is from here. V'lo yidvach biyadcha me'uma min hacherem. Right? You're not allowed to have your hand stick at all, a me'uma, a tiny drop from the cherem, from something that was Asher Mishum Avodah Zarah. Interesting, this pasuk is the source for the Rambam of that Avodah Zarah is Asher B'mashahu. But Mashu, because it says, not even a tiny amount. If you look on the Rambam and Hilchas Avodah Zarah, This Rambam was made famous by the Sheitel controversy a little while ago, where the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Basar or Yayin or Peros, if you're makriv them l'avodah zarah, if you just designate them, they're not aser bahana, but hikrivim l'fnei avodah zarah, nasu tikroves, it becomes tikroves l'avodah zarah, somebody that connects to avodah zarah, v'yavavi shechazru v'otsim harei elu asrin la'olam. And the Rambam says, v'ha'ochel mimenu kol shehu loke. If you eat a kol shehu of avodah zarah, or let's say food that was considered tikroves, you get malchus. You got kol shehu. Very unusual. Usually you eat a kol shehu, you have to eat a kezias. But here you eat a kol shehu. Why? Based on this pasuk, says the Kesef Mishnah. Right, that's why the issue was so serious. By the at least potentially at the time, the sheitel issue, because avodah zarah is zapatol. Right, it's also b'mashu, and that's why if this would have been according to those poskim, that this would have been real tikrovis avodah zarah. Doesn't matter how much other hair or mutter hair would be in it, it would still be aser. And that's why after much research, many of the gedolei poskim were mako. It's not really tikrovis, and even if it, at least if it's a suffix of it, it's tikrovis. So at least yishbi amalismoch, especially in America where a lot of the shekels come from other places as well. But anyway, this Rambam played a crucial role based on this pasuk of meuma, even a tiny amount. In a tiny miyakos, avodah zarah is aser b'mashehu. Vayter. Amar le Rav Acha. That's the potential. That's what we're putting in the Atzi Asherah. Amar le Rav Acha b'ed Rav Alarabaya. B'nilki namim shemos avi soev al isecha. Every time you violate avodah zarah, you also violate this iser. You should not bring an abomination in your house. So you should have six, not five, because avodah zarah is at least two balkas. So Ella, okay, next try. Afik havar ba'ayel atzei hektish. Put in, you're using hektish firewood, not avodah zarah firewood. Period. Okay, so that is that's the end of the discussion of the Braisa. Now we get back to the machlokas itself between Rabbah and Rav Chisda. Yeah.
Before, when you said this, no, that it wasn't holding the chilif malchus by yantif.
Right.
What about all the other isurim that he was doing?
He doesn't hold the chilif malchus on yantif, so the other isurim are okay, because that's not because of the pasuk of lasas l'chomalacha. Not holding chilif malchus on yantif means that if you violate yantif in 10 different ways, it's only called one isur. It's like you're doing the same malacha over and over again. If you do choresh 5 times in one time period on Shabbos, you only have one, right? Because it's the same malacha. But if you do 10 different malachas on yantif, it's like you're doing the same exact one. But basa b'chalav and gid hanasha, all of that doesn't have to do with chilif malachas on yantif, so that wouldn't be limited. Would losav soev b'secha be allowed to have a nitik laseh? Why? Because you have to burn the avodah zarah. You have to burn the avodah zarah. It's a tashbisu. It's a good question. Whether therefore there wouldn't be malchus, or is it a lash of a klawis also? Different types of avodah zarah. So I think I remember seeing somebody talks about that. But at least the Gemara assumes that it would be a potential problem. Vayter in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Hadar Rav Chisda v'Rabba. The machlokas that we've been talking about for a couple days between Rav Chisda and Rabba, whether you say hoil or not, machlokas Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, he really is a machlokas tanaim. It's not just a machlokas amar, it's a machlokas tanaim. Which machlokas tanaim? We're getting back to our Mishnah. Now this is why we're getting back to our Mishnah. Remember our Mishnah we had a few days ago, Daf Ben Vav, where you have a tamei dough, tamei isa, and you want to bake it. But what are you supposed to do? Because you have to take off challah. So you're going to take off chal, give it to the Kohen. But what's going to happen? The Kohen's not allowed to eat this. So he has to burn it, but you can't burn anything on yantif. So what are you going to do? So you're going to bake it and take off chal later. But is that okay? You're going to bake it without taking off chal? What are the choices? You're going to take off chal now and just leave it there? Then it's going to rise and become chametz. So what do you do? So that was the machlokas. We had three different opinions of the Mishnah, if you're a member. Rabbi Eliezer said, bake it. And then you take off challah later. You can take off challah later in the oven. That's what we pass in halacha l'maisa. If a woman forgets or a man forgets making challah, and they forget to do it while it is dough, so you do it after you bake it. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So that's what Rabbi Lazar says. Ben Becerra says, okay, no, I take it off now, and I just throw it into cold water. It's not going to become chametz. Don't worry about it. Rabbi Yoshua is the third opinion. Says, no, take it off now, and don't worry about it, because you're not going to violate by Rabbi Yamatza. You know why? Because this doesn't belong to you anymore. You take off challah, belongs to the Kohanim. Therefore, don't worry about it. Let it become chametz. There's no bayir by yamatzi. Those were the three opinions in the Mishnah. So Saad says the Gemara, maybe Rav Chisda and Rabba, this machlokas about hoil is really the basis for Rav Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. How? So Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Amrin, and Hoel. Rabbi Lazar says, you say hoil. What does that mean? That you're allowed to bake the whole dough, even though you didn't take kofal yet. Why? You're going to give some of it to the Kohen. No, since any of it, any focus on any one might be yours. Or any dough, you'll give a little bit of it, and it'll all be for you. So that's the Heter of Ochel Nefesh, that's Hoil. Yeshua, though, says, why can't you bake it? Why do you have to take it off right now, and then don't worry about it? You can't bake it, because it's not included in the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. You're not going to be able to eat this. Right? So therefore, I mean, you're not going to be able to eat the whole thing. I might be able to eat different every part of it. Don't just take off a little bit, Mishum Chala. You don't say Ho'il. That's the potential, thank you. That's the potential, Isser. That's the potential, explanation of the Machlokas.
On Shabbos, the Gemara already
said that. On Shabbos, the Gemara already said what?
The
Gemara said that they're arguing about a different type of Ho'il.
Right.
About right, the Ishal Chacham. So Rashi here explains that maybe that's not acceptable lo maskana. So we're trying to figure out maybe that they're arguing about this major machlokas of Ho'el.
So
what?
Is that Breira? Could
it be any one piece? Is it Breira? Is it Breira b'din d'araisa? And I have to figure out whether is it Huvra lo mafreya. Could be an issue of Breira. Could be an issue of Breira. I have to relate it. Yeah.
It's the same situation with Shechita, right?
Right, we're going to get to the Shechita. We're going to get to the Shechita again. So Amar Papa. So Gemara suggests maybe some machlokes about Ho'el. Amar Papa, no. Dilma Akal Kabar Blazer Hasam. When does your Blazer allow you to cook the whole item in the Mishnah? Da Amrinan Ho'el. When do you say that? Ela de Beidna to call Ayole Litanura Kol Chaz VeChaz VeChaz Lididei. The only reason he allows it in the Mishnah is not because he holds of general Ho'el, because in the Mishnah every loaf that you put into the oven, you could say this one is roy for me. Forget Ho'il, Rashi says, even without Ho'il. Right? You can say, this is right for me. And the other one's going to be Chala. And then they put the next one. This one's right for me. And the other one. So even without Ho'il. Aval hacha de la arkin hu de chazi, ludi de lo chazi, e machanam de la arminin Ho'il. But maybe he doesn't hold of general Ho'il that it's going to be right for the guests. He needs it to be right for the person himself. So who says Rabbi Lazar generally holds of Ho'il? And also the other way. Amr, Fisha Breda Rav Idi, Vidilma, at lohi. Maybe again, it's not, you can't say that that's the machlokas. Atkal, Rabbi Yeshua hasam. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah only rejects it, de lo arminin Ho'il. Why doesn't he allow it in the Mishnah? Ela de ika chad de lo chazi, lo de lo arkin. Because there's one in here that's for sure. Sure, not roy for you. It's the opposite, right? It's for sure not roy. That's why you can't say ho'il. Aval hacha de chazi mias la'archim. But if you're cooking and everything can be roy for people in your house, so ema hachanami darmin and ho'il. So then maybe you would say ho'il. That's what the Gemara says. Don't say that this machlokas amroim is a machlokas tanan. Amro rabbanan kamei drab yirmiya. Reb Zera. So the Rabbanan said this suggestion, Rabbi Rachama's suggestion, that the Machlokas Tanaim is a Machlokas Amoraim. They said it in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah Kibler, Rabbi Zeira Lo Kibler. Rabbi Yirmiyah accepted, good idea that this is Machlokas, but Rabbi Zeira did not accept it. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira, Milfi, the Kashulon, Va'asya Kamishani, but my plea, your Rabbi Yeshua, something that's bothered us for so many years, we can't figure out what the Sfar is of this Machlokas. Rabbi Rachama comes up with a great explanation. What's the matter? Why don't you accept it? Hashtam Rumish made the Gabba Rabba. Rabbi Yirmiyah just said it. He's a great man. Valone Kabbalai? What's the problem? You know, Rabbi Rachama, we've been racking our brains so many years to figure out what's this machlokas based on. We have a great idea, and you don't want to accept it. So Amalei. So Rabbi Zera answers. Hechia Kabbalai. How could I accept it? There's a problem. De Tanina Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, because the Brisa says that Rabbi Yehoshua said Lidvarech Rabbi Yeshua, who Rabbi Rachama is suggesting does not hold of Ho'il. The Dan of the Ho'el says Ludvarecha. He says back to Rabbi Lazar, who says you can bake the whole thing on Yantif, according to your words, Harehu over Mishum Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Vishasiglei. The Brisa says that he said to Rabbi Yeshua, hey, isn't it a violation of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha? And Rabbi Lazar didn't answer him. V'yisa, and if it's true that he holds of Ho'el, Lemalei time of the Dimishim Ho'el. Why did he say, I hold of Ho'el? Why did he say that? It's a simple answer. He obviously doesn't hold of it. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says back to him, one second, that same Tosefta, Had Tanina Bebraisa, we learned in Bebraisa, Amal Rabbi Lazar lo dvarecha. Rabbi Lazar says back to Rabbi Yeshua, according to your words, that you say you should just leave it there and let it rise, however, over Bishum Bal Yerabba Yimatzeh. He says, you violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh. Bishasa Glein Yeshua didn't answer him. So Hakanami Delo Hadrele, he didn't, why didn't he answer him? Why didn't he say this belongs to the Kohanim and it's not by Yerabba Yimatzeh? So, Hakamahad, so what's the answer? Rabbi Yirmiyah, this is a continuation of Rabbi Yirmiyah speaking. Hakamahad, Lebe Masisan, Ditznan, Lozel Chamish, Bizarna Lava, Bishabai, Rabbi Yimatzeh. Right, he answered him in the Mishnah. So why didn't he say that same answer in the Brisa? It must be, you have to read everything together. El Shasig Lebe Brisa, Mahad, Lebe Masisan. So, he kept quiet in the Brisa, but if you look elsewhere in other sources, you could find his answer. So, Hakanami, so to hear, don't ask me Akasha why Rabbi Lazar didn't answer. Amer Shasig Lebe Masisan, Vahad, Lebe Mechil Tachrisi. Maybe he answered him in a different context. So that's why there's a machlokas amoram here between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira, whether you accept Rami Brachama Lumaskana, whether you accept that the machlokas in the Mishnah is based on Ho'il or not. Rashi is an important Rashi here. Rashi says in the potential explanation of the Mishnah that it's about Hoel, Rashi notes, what about the first explanation that we had on Mem Vav and Beis, where we said maybe it's a machlokas about Tovas Hana'a. That Rabbalazar, what's Tovas Hana'a? The fact that I get to choose which coin I'm going to give it to. So we said that Rabbalazar holds that Tovas Hana'a, the fact that I'm going to get to choose which coin I give it to, makes it mine, and therefore I would violate my Rabbi Yamatzai. While Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Tovas Hana'a ino mamon, and therefore, it's not called mine. It's not called just because I have that choice doesn't make it my money. So Rashi says, why didn't the Gemara suffice having that explanation? So Rashi says, you know why? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if Tovas Hana'a is mamon, even if it's yours and you violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh, still, Rashi says, filo hachi, still, what are you doing now? You're going to violate Los Asa Komalacha if you wouldn't hold up Hoel. You'll be doing an active Los Asa Komalacha. And Rashi says, active Los Asa Komalacha is worse than inactive Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh. That's Rashi's statement. Why didn't the Gemara suffice by saying the Machlokas is about Tovas Hana'a? Because by Tovas Hana'a, even if Rabbi Elazar would hold Tovas Hana'a is considered his, it would be better to do nothing. It would be better to stay home and violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh. What could you do rather than actively baking something that you're not allowed to act? That is Rashi's explanation. Sheva sounds like pretty good. Sheva Tas is better than Kumaseh. Do nothing and violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh rather than do something and violate Losaz Komalacha. Ask Shabbal Chanan, though, I have a kasha. If you look at the Gemara in Yuma, the end of the Yuma says, whenever, let's say, some Echola has to eat on Shabbos, and let's say you have treif meat to eat, this is the case the Ron talks about, you have treif meat in front of you, and you have a kosher animal on Shabbos. So what do? You could give this, you could give the Echola treif meat. You don't have to violate any Yisur D'Oraisa, right? Just eating treif, any D'Oraisa of Shabbos. Or you get a shecht. You get a shecht the animal, you get a salt the animal, and then give the meat. So what do? You're the rabbi. What are you paskin? So says the Ron, you shech the animal. You shech the animal. Unbelievable. You do shechita, you do malicha. You have treif meat sitting right here in front of you. Why do you have to shech the animal? Says the Ron, because eating treif, every kezayis is usser. It's a constant isser. Over and over and over again. Shechting was a one-time thing. You shechita malicha. That's it. That's it. You don't have to do it. It's done and it's over. So the Ron says in Yumas, it's a principle, halacha l'maisa, when we talk about violating Surim, you always try to do the less, what's less usser, but says the Ron, that's less usser. Because shechita is a one-time thing, it's not an isser mimushach, it's not a continual isser of eating every moment. Ask Rabbi Chanan, in our case, what does Rashi say? Better to violate losase kol malacha. Right, better to violate losase kol malacha, better not to violate losase kol malacha actively, just stay, do nothing, and violate by Rabbi Matzeh. Says Rabbi Chana, what do you mean? By Rabbi Yimatzeh, you'll violate every second. It's a continual isser. So it's worse. Just do Los Asa Komalacha. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi says it's better to do by Rabbi Yimatzeh inactively. What do you mean? That's every second you violate. He asks based on the Ron. So says Rabbi Chana, and you have to say, again, he's not so clear, but he says, what you have to say, he says, Rashi doesn't really mean Shev Al Tasa. He just means, just stay out of it. Don't do anything. Not that Shev Al Tasa is more Mekel than Kumbase, because it's against the Ron. So he says, you have to say, he just means, he's saying, just stay out of it and do nothing. That's what he says. But you know what Rav Sternbach proves from this Gemara? Rav Sternbach proves from this Gemara that by Rabbi Yimatzeh, you don't violate every second. By Rabbi Yimatzeh, you violate as a one-time thing. You know what? Because what does the Gemara say? You shouldn't violate at all. It's not yours. It's Aser Bano. What does the Gemara say in the first parak that we had? It's a Xeris HaKasav. We consider it yours to violate. But you know what? We consider it yours to violate for 1 second. Even as a Diyuk and a Rambam. And this will continue in a second. Where the Rambam says, where's the Rambam? Let's say Mishiniach Isa Mugugalas Matok Beso. You left dough in your house and it's about and you remember and you're outside your house. The Niskashu Yatsav, you're in front of your Rebbe and you can't go back. We're gonna have this Gemara also tomorrow. The Yarishematachmitsk and you're worried that it's gonna become Chametz before you go back. So you either have to hurry back. If you can't hurry back, mevatel it where you are. But if it already became Chametz to the Rambam, Bittel doesn't help, you're already violated by Rabbi Yimatzeh. So whenever you go home, just get rid of it. Says Rav Sternbach, why do you say whenever you go home? Go home right away. You're violated by Rabbi Yimatzeh right away. Go home, get rid of it right after the shir. The Rambam says, whenever you finish over there, whenever you get home, you can burn it. Says Rav Sternbach, because by Rabbi Yimatzeh is a one-time thing. Proves it from the Rav, proves it from our Gemara. That's how Rashi could suggest what he does.
I mean, Rashi may not disagree with the Rav. Maybe there's a difference between active and passive. Maybe a constant passive is less common than one-time active.
Okay, maybe you might be chayik. The Ron, even the Ron's constance is a maisa achila. It's an active. So even Rashi might agree there, but here this is a passive continual. And achinami, that's another answer. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's very unusual. Usually, when you are said passive,
right,
you violate what something what to do, not something what not to do. Usually,
right, usually passive means you're not doing something.
Not doing something positive.
Here, by nature, by Rabbi Yimatzeh, inherently, is not doing anything. Right, so you might say it's somewhat unique. It might not be comparable. Okay, but this is that's the Gemara there, Rabbi Chanan here brings up. So let's continue now. Tanya, Rabbi Amar Alacha Kerablazer, the Alacha Kerablazer, the first opinion of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Alacha Ben Besera. Ben Besera was one that said, just take out the chametz and throw it in cold water. The Kamashir Isa, how much are you allowed to need on Pesach? We assume that if you need a large amount, you're not going to be able to be actively involved in the dough at every moment, so therefore it might become chametz. So what's the largest amount of dough that you're allowed to be involved in, and you don't have to worry about it's becoming chametz? By a wheat dough, 2 kavin worth, and by barley dough, 3 kavin worth. The opposite. Okay. But the Braisa says, chitin is 3 and sarin is 4. Each of them a little more. We're going comparing it to the first version. The first version said chitin is 2 and sarin is 3, and this one says chitin is 3 and sarin is 4. So lokasha, it depends on the quality. If it's low quality or high quality, low quality you're allowed to use more of because it doesn't rise as quickly. The high quality wheat or barley, that you have to be more worried about. Amar Rav Papa, Shmamina, Rav Papa says, you see from here, and Rashi adds in, this is Linya Mekach Umemkar, this is important to know for business, that Gerein Chiti Chasichta, Michiti Malyasa, the relative going down in value is worse by wheat, Midfei, Midagerein Sare Chasichta, Misare Malyasa, worse than by barley. Why? Because if you look at the relative, how much it went down, wheat, the good wheat, you're allowed to use 2 kavim, and it goes down to 3 kavim. So therefore, a third after you add it on, what the Gemara calls a third, it went down a third. While by barley, it goes from 3 to 4, which it only went down a quarter. So the Gemara says, when you jump from high quality to low quality wheat, it's a bigger jump than from high quality to low quality barley. Okay, so if you're in business, you should know that. Amar Rav, kava mulugna'a lepischa. Rav says you're allowed to use a kav of mulugna wheat, that's the name of a place, for Pesach. That's how much you're allowed to need and not worry about it's becoming chametz. V'chein l'chala. And that's exactly also the same shear that you have to take off chala. The Mishnah says in chala, chameshes ram kemach v'od chayev b'chala, 5 quarters of kemach and a little bit chayev b'chala. That's the shear. So the Gemara says it's the same shear. Achi kamar kava milugrinami ahai shear koi. It's both the same shear. If you remember, we had in the past the different shiurim for the chayev of chala. L'maisa, we said that if somebody uses less than 3 pounds of flour, one does not have to be mafresh. 3 to 5 be mafresh without a bracha, and 5 pounds, a whole 5 pound bag. So that's when one can be mafresh with a bracha. Those are Rav Henkin Shirin, Lamaisa. Less than 3, 3 to 5, and 5 and above. Amar Rav Yosef, Hani Nashi Didon, Nahug Lamefa, Kapisa Lepischa. Our women baked very small amounts of dough, because they were very machbar on themselves to make sure that it didn't become the chametz. Amalei Abaye, my daitech, Lechumra. Well, what was the mind of these women? They wanted to be machbar on themselves. Chumra to Asa de Kulu. Boy, this is a chumra that's going to lead to a kula. Why? To come afkalel Michala. Because they're not going to be, now they're not going to be able to give challah. They're being mafkia themselves from the situation of the mitzvah. We don't like to do that. We like to put ourselves into situations of mitzvos to be able to be mekayim them. We don't like to go around. We don't like to prevent ourselves. So that's a chumrah, but it's a kula, because they're not going to have to take off challah now. So Amalei, he answers, no, these women have it all down pat. They need very small, but then after they bake it, they put it all together, so then they can take off the challah. Da'adan k'Rabbi Eliezer, the hell like Rabbi Eliezer. Titznan, as Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, harodeh benosin lasal, if you bake and then you put it into a basket, hasal mitzarfan l'challah. The basket is mitzarif them for the chiyuv of challah. The Amar of Yudah Meshmuel, hell like Rabbi Eliezer. We hold like Rabbi Eliezer. There is a chumrah of some of the Rishonim here. Rabbeinu David mentions it, and the Sefer HaChinuch mentions it in Shin Pei Hei, when he talks about challah, where he quotes from his Rebbe that be medayik in this word, harodeh venosein lasal. In order for there to be tziruf after you bake it, it's got to go directly from wherever it's baked in the oven, whatever kli you put it in, that's the kli that has to have all the breads in. Well, let's say you take it and you put it onto a tray on the table. You got to put them all onto the trays at once. As we dafka yashar lasal, dafka b'shenasa napas menatano lekli sheish bo beis kibol dafka. But if you put it down on the counter and then you move it onto a kli, so then there's no more tziruf, because once it's finished, it's finished. Why? Says Rabbeinu David, because cooling off The place where you put it directly from the oven cooling off, that's part of the baking process. It's not ready to eat right when it's burning hot out of the oven. So the place where you put it directly from the oven, that's the Gemara Fia. But if you put it in one place and in another place, that can't be called the Gemara Fia. So it's finished. It's too late. You can't be Mitzarifit. So that is a Chumra that we try to hold of. But again, that's as Lamaisa, even if you didn't do that, we hold that if it's on a counter, you just put a paper towel. If you want to put them all together, put a paper towel over all of the loaves that are baked, and then you get to be Mafresh Challah that way. But L'Chadchila, we try to be Machmer for this day. And that means directly, if the woman remembers while it's still in the oven, that she's about to take off Challah, and when she takes it out of the oven, she should try to put it directly on the place where she is going to be Mitzarif the Challah. Amar Lei, first wide line, V'ha'id Marla, Amar Bishua ben Levi, we learned regarding this idea about Hasal Matar from Lachala, Lo Shano Elaki Karus Shal Bavo Shano Shkozumizu. When do you say that you're allowed to be mafrish from one on the other? That's only if they're touching. They're biting each other literally. So let's say if you would pick one up, or what happens, you have two rolls stuck together. So you take one roll, and it takes a little piece of the other roll with it. So that's the only time when you could have a tziruf. But if they're just straight, and they're not touching each other, then there's no tziruf there. So Rabbi Elazar say you could do that. So no, Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Elazar says, even if they're not touching, it still would be able to have tziruf. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Tabla she'in lo levizvizin. This is very halach l'maisa. Let's say you have a tray without rims. It doesn't go up on the sides. Just a flat tray. A flat cookie tray. You put the challahs on there. Is that enough to be mitzarev? Do you have to have a bowl where the sides of the bowl go up and the challahs all in it? Mahu. Or is it enough to just have the tray? Toch kli be'inan v'halecha. Do you need a toch to be mitzarev all the challahs? Odilma avir kli be'inan v'haiko. You just have to have the airspace. Teku. So this is Teku. The Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch talk about this in Tufnin Zayin and L'Chadchila. One should try to be machmir for this. Try to be machmir that you should be putting it into a bowl of some kind where it goes, which has certain walls. He says, but yeah, but let's say you don't have. You could put 10 challahs. What kind of bowl do you have to put 10 challahs in? So he says, even if you put it in somewhere which has it, even if you have the top part sticking out, as long as it has a toch, that also might be enough to be mitzarif them. What do you mean? Question in din. So a lot of questions in din. Or teku. They're going to tell us what's the halacha. Do we need? What is this a mitzias? It's not a mitzias. It's not a mitzias. So teku. The teku is also right. We have Yachi Yavo Elio. That's by a mitzias. We don't know whose money it is. But teku, yeah, by dinim. You don't know. You have all those. Look in the back of the first paragraph in that field. You have all those sveikas about the achbar and the this. You don't know what the halacha is. That's not a mitzias. You don't know what the mitzias is. But that's based on how do you act. For this halacha. Rabbi Elio there is not going to tell us what happened. Or he's not going to tell us. He's going to tell us what the halacha is. Because we don't know what the halacha is. Take. Fine. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Asal Mitzarfan, Rabbi Shua Omer, Tanur Mitzarfan. Rabbi Shua has another chiddush that not only the basket it can be mitzarif, but even the oven itself, if they're all cooked in the same oven, that itself could be mitzarif them. Rashi here says, Af Tanur Mitzarfan. That this is a bigger chiddush. That if you say the oven, then surely the basket. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer Kikaru Shabavos Shenoshlo Zumi Zumi Tzarfos. Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds like the earlier Manda Omer that they have to be biting each other, they have to be touching. It's not enough that they are next to each other. Okay, Masisan. Rav Gamliel Omer Shalosh Hashem Lashes Kaachas Vopis Batanar Echad Zu Achazu. Let's say you have one little oven and you only have enough room for one woman to put her matzahs in there at one time. So, are three women allowed to knead all together? And then, when they're all finished kneading, they'll wait. They'll wait their turn. The first woman will put their challah matzahs in, and the second woman, everybody else says, no problem. Three women, we're not worried about it's the dough becoming chametz in such a short time. No. They could all be involved in the baking process at once, but they can't be up to the same stage. There are three stages. There's a kneader, a shaper, and a baker. Those are the three stages. So each one of them could be involved in one of those processes, and they keep switching. That's what's allowed. They can't all do kneading, because then they're going to have to wait for each other. But they all could be in the kitchen at the same time, one kneading, one shaping, one baking. As the Mishnah says, achas lasha, one kneading, achas arechas, one shaping, achas ofen, one baking. So that's why they can't do it all together. Only in that way. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lokal anashim, v'lokal ha'etzim, v'lokal tanurim shavin. Rabbi Akiva says, You know, you can't compare women, wood, and ovens. Some women are better workers. Some women are more lazy. Some wood is drier. Some wood is moister. Some ovens are hotter. Some ovens are colder. Sefer Rabbi Akiva says it all depends. Got to figure out the metzias whether you can do it all together. Zeh haklal. The Mishnah ends off. This is the rule. Tafach tildosh mitzonin. If they see in their dough that it's starting to rise, they should put their hands in cold water and then work the dough, and that will prevent it from rising. Gemara Tana Rabbanan Losha v'hi mekatefes v'chaverta losha tachteha. This explains the Mishnah. When she finishes kneading, that she goes to shape it, and her friend starts kneading instead of her. Mekatefes v'open. When she finishes shaping, she starts baking it. V'chaverta mekatefes tachteha. And the other one moves down the assembly line, starts shaping. V'hashlishes losha. And the third one starts kneading. Ofa. Then once she finishes baking, he losha. She goes back to the beginning. She starts kneading. V'chaverta ofa. And her friend who is just shaping bakes. Tachteha v'hashlishes mekatefes. And the third one moves down. V'chazeres chalila. And it goes around and around. And as long as they're constantly involved in the dough, it does not come to chimatz. There is a machlokas we show, and I had to understand this last line. The Rambam says this is a din lechatchila. If they could do this all day, as long as you're being osik in the batzik, you're still allowed to do. This whole issue of 18 minutes, says the Rambam, does not apply if you're constantly involved in the batzik. 18 minutes is only if you're not involved in the dough. But if you're involved in the dough, the Rambam's lashon is kol hayom. The Ritva here says, what is the Rambam talking about? This is halacha b'di'eved. You have 18 minutes. If you have 18 minutes, then as long as you're osik in the dough, then there's not a problem. But every 18 minutes, you have to be careful, even if you are osik in the dough. If you're not osik in the dough, even less than 18 minutes could be a problem. That's the Ritva. And the Ritva even has very interesting lasha. The Ritva quotes the Rambam, and then he says, there's no raya mafurish to the Rambam, and therefore I'm not meshubit to hold like him. And even though, v'afal pi she'ein lanu godol b'rabanim mimoshe rabbeinu zatzal, talking about the Rambam, ein masupanim b'halacha, v'koshkin v'isr chomer kozel achadchili. He says, I'm not showing favoritism for the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu, or as it says on the kever, mimoshe ad Moshe lo kam kamoshe. Right, he says, you have to be careful, uman d'dayin hachi, if you hold like the Rambam, lo chayish l'kimche v'lo chayis achaye ruche. Says a charif lashon that you don't care so much about your ruchnius if you're making in this question, even though it's the Rambam. He says you don't have to be so make on Moshe Rabbeinu. Says that's a machlokas here. How lechadchila is this halacha? Again, halacha lemaisa. You have to, that's the 18 minute matzahs. They wash everything off and they stop every 18 minutes because they're machmer for this ritva. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo kol anashim. Not all the women ovens and wood are all equal. Tanya Amar Rabbi Akiva. Dante Rabbi Gamliel. I asked Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, who was the first opinion in the Mishnah that said they could do it all together. Yilam Dina Rabbeinu. What case was Chazal talking about? Barashim Zrizos or Barashim Pianin Zrizos? Zariz women or non-Zariz women? Be'etzim Lachen or Be'etzim Yevashim? Dry or moist wood? Batan or Chama Batan or Tzonein? Which one did you allow them just to do kneading at the same time? Amar Li. Ein Lacha Elamashamon Chachamim. The Chazal didn't make any chilukim, so it must be it's always mutter unless you see otherwise. If you see something happening, that's the last line. Zehaklal tavet tildosh mitzonin. Then rinse it off with cold water, and that would prevent problems. So that's what the Rebbe Gamliel says. There are no chilukim. Just figure out every case. So now that we're talking about it's becoming chametz, now the Gemara talks about how do you know if a dough is becoming chametz? And we had this earlier referred to. Siur yisari fa ha'ochlo pater. If you have siur, which is the first stage of becoming chametz, you have to burn it, but it's not total chametz yet. Therefore, if you eat it, you're pater from karis. Siduk yisari fa ochlo chayev karis. But siduk, further, deeper cracks, you have to burn, and if you eat it, you're chayev karis, because that's real chametz. Ezeo siur, what's stage one? Kikarni chagavim, where the dough starts having cracks like the horns of grasshoppers. Siduk shen is arbu sedukin. Siduk is the next stage where those cracks connect to each other. Zeba zeh. Dib Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda says. Chamam chamam or machmir. No. Zeba zeh hochlo chayev kares. Once you have the cracks at all, that's already chayev kares. That's not siduk. That's not siur. That's actual chametz. The zeo siur. What's stage one that's not chametz yet? Kol shechzifu panav ka'adam sh'am lusai raisav. That's only where the bread gets a little paler as it's in the oven. It gets a little whiter. And that's called siur. And that's what you're not chayev on. Tanu Rabbanan. Ezeo siur. Says the Bryce, so what is C or Koshech Siv upon Evkadach on the Sarosav? The more Makel Shita without any cracks. C to Kakarne Chagavim, Div Rabbi Meir. This is the Shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir in the Bryce is the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim in the Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Chachamim Omrim, Ezo, C or Kakarne Chagavim, C Dixon is Arvu Sidak and Zebaze, Vizevaze, period. That's the Machlokes. And then the Bryce continues, Vizevaze, Ochol Chayev Kares. But both of them, if you eat either of them, you're chayav karis. The Mishnah says, one second. The Chachamim of the Brice is Rabbi Yehuda. He says, if you're pater, if you eat the further along stage. So Ema, no, what this means is, Rabbi Meir zevzeh ha'ochlo chayav karis. According to Rabbi Yehuda's definitions, according to Rabbi Meir, if you eat either of them, you're chayav karis. Amar Rava, my time is Rabbi Meir. Why is Rabbi Meir machmir if it only has these slight little cracks on top? That's not chamis yet. So says Rabbi Meir, ein lo chokol sedek v'sedek milamala, she'ein lo chamis stuck milamata. If there are little cracks on top, that means there's a lot of cracks inside the dough, and for sure is chamis already. Period. Tomorrow we get to speak about a lot of exciting topics about Erev Pesach, Cholias v'Shabbos. We got to talk about, is there a mitzvah of kiddushin that comes up tomorrow? Imsachem lefentes, is there a mitzvah to get married or just peruvu? Get some agadata tomorrow. Exciting stuff. No, we had a few little bit.